I'm going to show you something that took me 9 months to figure out. By the end of this audio, you'll have the exact same setup I use to build websites, write books, automate marketing, manage client projects, and create products, all from a single terminal window. And you won't need to know how to code. Before we dive in, I want you to download the starter file pack from your dashboard and have it ready. Don't extract it yet. I'll show you a trick for that. But have it downloaded. You'll get way more out of this if you're following along. Let me start with the most important thing I'll say in this entire course. If you ever come across something in this audio, in the files, while working with Claude that you don't understand, here's what you do. Right-click the file, or highlight the text you don't understand, copy it, paste it into Claude, and ask, "What does this mean?" or "How do I use this?" That's it. Claude becomes your teacher. You don't need to understand everything up front. You just need to know how to ask. Let me show you exactly what I mean. Say you open your starter file pack and you see a file called SEO Keyword Interpreter.md. You're not sure what it does. Here's the move. Right-click the file and cursor click copy path. Go to your terminal where Claude is running. Type, "Explain what this file is and how I use it," and paste the path Claude reads the file and explains it to you. Any file in this starter kit, any file on your entire computer, you can point Claude at it and ask, "What is this? How do I use it?" You're never stuck. You're never confused for more than 10 seconds. Right-click, copy path, ask Claude. I'll say this again throughout this course because it's that important. Most people use AI wrong. They treat it like a search engine. Ask a question. Get an answer. Forget everything. Start over. They copy prompts from Twitter. They work in chat windows. Every conversation starts from scratch. And their output is fine, generic, nothing that couldn't have been Googled, nothing that actually ships. Here's what's different about what I'm going to show you. File-based workflows that persist. Your context doesn't disappear. Claude remembers your project because it's all in files Claude can read. AI is a thinking partner, not an answer machine. You're not asking Claude for facts, you're building alongside Claude. Reusable prompts you refine over time. Instead of starting over, you save what works. It compounds. Claude reads, writes, and executes. This isn't copy-paste from a chat window. Claude actually touches your files, runs commands, builds things. Here's the magic quote I want you to remember. I don't use Cursor as a code editor. I use it as a place to see my files and run Claude in the terminal below. That's the whole mental shift. Cursor is your cockpit. Claude is your co-pilot. Your files are the persistent memory. There are only three things you need for this setup. One, Cursor. This is a code editor, but forget that. Think of it as your workspace. It's where you see your files on the left and run Claude in the terminal below. It's free. Download it from cursor.com. 2. Claude Code. This is what runs in your terminal. It's Claude, but with the ability to read and write your actual files. Not a chat window, an AI that can touch your file system. 3. An Anthropic connection. Either a Max plan or an API key. I'll explain both. Let's walk through each one. Go to cursor.com, download it for your operating system, Mac, Windows, or Linux. Install it like any other app. Open it up. You'll see a file explorer on the left, a main editing area on the right, and at the bottom there's a terminal panel. If you don't see the terminal, go to View, then Terminal, or press Control Backtick on Windows, Command Backtick on Mac. That terminal at the bottom is where the magic happens. With Cursor open and your terminal visible, you need to install Claude Code. First, make sure you have Node.js installed. If you're not sure, go to Node.js.org and download the LTS version. Install it, then restart your terminal. Now in your terminal, type code example, hit enter, it'll install. If you get an error about permissions, try adding sudo at the beginning on Mac, or run your terminal as administrator on Windows. You have two options here. Option A, Claude Max plan. This is $200 a month, unlimited usage within Anthropic's fair use policy. I use this. I rarely hit the limit, though I have during some intense building sessions. It's predictable, flat rate, no surprises. To set this up, go to claude.ai, subscribe to Max, then run Claude in your terminal. It'll open a browser window to authenticate, log in, and you're connected. Option B, API pay as you go. This is typically $10 to $50 a month depending on usage. You pay per token, basically per word processed. To set this up, go to console.anthropic.com, create an account, go to settings, then API keys. Create a new key and copy it. Then run Claude in your terminal and paste your key when prompted. Important, if you go the API route, set up spending limits before you start building. In your Anthropic console, go to settings, then limits. Set a hard cap, like $50 a month, so you never accidentally spend thousands. The max plan eliminates this worry entirely. Let's make sure everything works. In your terminal, type Claude and hit enter. Once it's running, type create a file called hello.md with a haiku about coffee. Watch the left side of your screen. Claude will create the file. Click on it to open it. That's the magic. Claude just wrote to your file system, not a chat response, an actual file on your computer. If that worked, you're ready for the real setup. Now here's the part that would have saved me months. You downloaded the starter pack zip from your dashboard, right? Drag that zip file directly into your terminal window where Claude is running. Then type, extract this and set me up. Claude will unpack everything and start asking you questions. It'll ask about your work, your audience, what kind of content you create. Just answer the questions. Claude configures all 20 prompts based on your answers. This is the shortcut. Instead of manually filling out templates and configuring files, you drop in the zip and Claude handles everything. When Claude asks about your voice, your writing style, it'll ask if you have any existing writing samples. If you do, point Claude at a folder with 5 to 10 things you've written. Blog posts, emails, whatever. Claude will analyze your writing and build your voice profile automatically. If you don't have samples ready, that's fine. Claude will ask you questions about how you write and build a profile from your answers. You can always refine it later by pointing Claude at more samples. Let me describe how I have my screen set up because this matters. On the left, the File Explorer. All your project files in a tree view. Top right, the File Viewer. Whatever file you're looking at or editing. Bottom right, the Terminal. This is where Claude code runs. I keep the terminal taking up about half the right side, sometimes more, because that's where I'm having conversations with Claude while watching files update in real time above. Pro tip, you can open multiple terminal windows. Click the plus icon in the terminal panel. I sometimes run 6-7 different Claude instances at once, each working on a different task. Just don't have multiple Claudes editing the same file at the same time. That causes conflicts. Your starter pack has an env template file. This is where you store API keys. Each API key is like giving Claude a new superpower. Without APIs, Claude can only talk. With APIs, Claude can do things. Start with just Anthropic. That's what powers Claude code. Then add others as you need them. Want to transcribe voice memos? Add OpenAI for Whisper, about $5 a month. Want to publish directly to WordPress? Add your WordPress application password. Free with your hosting. Want to do keyword research? Add data for SEO, about $20 to $30 a month. Want to send emails programmatically? Add Resend. Free tier available. Want deep web research? Add Perplexity, about $20 a month. The pattern is always the same. Get the API key from the service, add it to your EM file, and now Claude can use it. Here's something that'll change how you buy software. Most software has an API. Before you sign up for any new tool, check if it has API access. If it doesn't, find something similar that does. You're not just buying a tool anymore. You're buying a capability you can hand to Claude. In your starter pack, there's a file called claude.md. This is important. Claude reads this file automatically when you start a session in a folder. It's your project's instruction manual. You put in what the project is, where important files live, your preferences, rules, things Claude should always do, things Claude should never do. Instead of re-explaining your preferences every conversation, you write them once in claude.md. Claude remembers because it's in a file Claude can read. The template in your starter pack has sections for all of this. Fill it in for your project. This is the big one. Most people try to describe their writing voice. That's hard. You know your voice when you see it, but putting it into words is weird. Here's the easier way. Point Claude at a folder with 5 to 10 pieces of your writing. Blog posts, emails, social posts, anything that sounds like you. Tell Claude, analyze my writing and build my voice profile. Claude reads everything, finds the patterns, your sentence length, the words you favor, how you open and close things, your quirks, and creates a voice document automatically. Now every prompt that generates content can reference this voice document. Everything sounds like you. If the setup wizard didn't already do this, you can do it anytime. Just tell Claude, read the files at folder path and create my voice profile. I want to hammer this point because it changes everything. Without an API, Claude can only talk to you. It can give you information, suggestions, code to copy. With an API, Claude can act. It can publish your blog post. It can send your email. It can look up real SEO data. It can deploy your app. Think of each API as giving Claude a new pair of hands. When you're evaluating any software, for your business, for your creative work, for anything, ask, does this have an API? If it doesn't, Claude can't touch it. If it does, Claude can automate it. This becomes a purchasing criterion. You stop buying tools Claude can't use. Let me walk you through the workflow I use most often. I record myself talking about a topic, just rambling into my phone's voice memo app for a few minutes. I don't organize my thoughts. I just talk. I transcribe it using Whisper. That's OpenAI's transcription API. You can do this directly through Claude if you have the OpenAI API key set up, or you can use a service like Otter or even the built-in transcription on your phone. I drop the transcript into Claude. I tell Claude, use the voice to blog prompt with this transcript. Claude transforms it into a structured blog post. But, and this is the key, it preserves my voice, my phrases, my way of saying things, because Claude has my voice document. I review it. I push back on anything that doesn't sound right. I might say that paragraph is too formal, or I wouldn't say it that way. And then I publish. If I have the WordPress API connected, I can tell Claude to publish it directly. What used to take me an hour takes 5 to 10 minutes. Here's what I want you to notice. Claude remembers your voice because it's in a file. Claude knows your blog's style because it's in claude.md. The transformation follows your prompt template because it's in a file. Everything persists. Nothing starts from scratch. This is the compound effect. Each piece you set up makes everything else better. Things will break. That's normal. Here's the secret. You don't need to understand the errors. You just need to show them to Claude. 3 debugging moves. 1. Screenshot the error. Drag the screenshot into your terminal. Ask what's wrong. 2. Copy the error message. Paste it into Claude. Say fix this. 3. Just describe what happened. I tried to publish and nothing happened. What should I check? Claude is better at debugging than you'll ever be. Your job is just to notice when something's wrong and show it to Claude. If you get really stuck, my Telegram is on your dashboard. Message me directly, t.me/whoisjohnray. I'm happy to help you troubleshoot. Your starter pack has 20 prompts. Let me explain what these actually are. A prompt is just saved instructions. It's a file that tells Claude how to do a specific task. Instead of explaining what you want every time, you point Claude at the prompt file. Claude reads the instructions and follows them. Think of each prompt as a mini agent. Each one is specialized for a specific job. You use them by saying, use the prompt at prompts.whatever.md, and then giving Claude your input. Voice to blog.md takes a transcript and turns it into a blog post while preserving your voice. This is probably the one I use most. Blog to social.md takes a blog post and creates versions for Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, email. One piece of content becomes content for every platform. Content calendar.md helps you plan content that ties to business goals, not just fills slots. Voice document.md analyzes your writing samples and creates your voice profile. You probably already use this during setup. Voicematchcheck.md compares any content against your voice profile. Use it before publishing to catch AI-sounding phrases. ResearchSynthesis.md takes research from multiple sources and synthesizes it into your take. You get a position piece, not a Wikipedia summary. SEOKeywordInterpreter.b. Takes raw keyword data and tells you what to target and why. Turns numbers into an actionable content plan. CompetitorAnalysis.md analyzes competitors to find gaps and positioning opportunities. DataToInsights.md takes any data, spreadsheets, analytics, whatever, and tells you what it means. Recommendations, not just summaries. Sales Call Grader grades a sales call transcript against a rubric. Specific feedback with timestamps. FollowUpEmail.b generates personalized follow-up emails based on what was actually discussed in a call. No more generic circling back emails. CaseStudyMatcher.md matches prospects with relevant case studies from your library, the right proof points for each conversation. SalesPageOutline.md creates a conversion-focused outline without sleazy tactics. EmailWelcomeSequence.md creates a welcome email sequence that builds relationship before selling. ChapterDrafting.md takes a chapter outline and drafts the full chapter. Maintains voice across long projects. ManuscriptToWorkbook.md turns a book into a companion workbook with exercises. SetupWizard.md. This is what interviewed you at the beginning. It configures all your other prompts. ProjectKickoff.md makes Claude interview you before building anything. Prevents building the wrong thing. DebugHelper. Helps structure error reporting so Claude can fix things faster. These prompts aren't sacred. They're starting points. Want Voice2Blog to always include a question at the end? Tell Claude, update the Voice2Blog prompt to always end with a question for readers. Want the sales page outline to be shorter? Tell Claude, modify the sales page outline prompt for simpler offers. Claude writes prompts. You describe what you want different. Claude updates the file. Here's the most important thing in this entire course. Everything I just walked you through, every single one of those prompts started as an idea I described to Claude. I didn't write those prompts. Claude wrote them. Your job is not to write prompts. Your job is to describe what you want. Then you ask Claude to write the prompt for you. Here's what changed everything for me. Never let Claude make you do work. If Claude asks you for information, if it asks for details longer than one sentence, don't scramble to provide a structured answer. Turn it back on, Claude. Interview me. Ask me one question at a time until you have what you need. That's it. Now Claude leads the conversation. Claude knows what Claude needs. You just answer questions. This works for everything. Starting projects, creating prompts, figuring out what to build. Don't organize your thoughts for Claude. Have Claude interview you instead. For major projects, here's what I do. I record a voice note or write a stream of consciousness about what I want. I don't organize it. I don't structure it. I just dump everything in my head. Somewhere in there, I describe what success looks like. What does the finished thing do? How do I feel when it's done? Then I tell Claude, read this brain dump. Interview me to get any additional clarity you need, then present a plan I can review. Claude asks questions. I answer. Claude presents a structured plan or prompt. I didn't have to organize anything. Claude did the organizing. I just had to talk. Here's something that'll build your toolkit over time. Anytime you find yourself doing something that takes longer than 5 to 10 minutes, stop. Ask Claude, I'm doing this task. It takes me this long every time. Interview me about what I'm doing and see if there's a way to automate it. You'll be shocked how often Claude finds a script, an API, a workflow, or a template that eliminates the task entirely. Most of us suffer through repetitive work because we don't know it can be automated. Claude does. So if something's taking time, ask Claude if it needs to. One more phrase that's changed everything. What am I missing? When you're stuck, when you don't know what to do next, when something feels off but you can't articulate it, ask Claude, what am I missing here? Where should we go next? What questions should I be asking that I'm not? Claude sees your project. Claude knows the context. Claude can spot gaps you can't see because you're too close to it. Use Claude as a thinking partner, not just a builder. Here's what's different about this approach. You're not learning prompts. You're not learning to code. You're learning to think alongside an AI that can do almost anything. The starter files give you everything I use daily. The prompts are the same ones I've refined over hundreds of hours. But the real unlock isn't in the files, it's in the mindset. When in doubt, ask Claude. When you're stuck, show Claude. When you don't know how, let Claude figure it out. When something takes too long, ask Claude if it needs to. You now have the same setup that took me 9 months to build. Start small, build something today. Drop that zip into your terminal and let Claude set you up. And if you get stuck, my Telegram is on your dashboard. Message me, t.me/whoasjohnray. I'm happy to help. Now go build something.